The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Poetry Magazine. For over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 5th of May, 2008. It's the birthday of Karl Marx, born in Trier, Germany, 1818. His father was a lawyer. Marx went to study law, but he wasn't a very good student, and he joined a drinking society instead. He married Jenny von Westphalen, his childhood sweetheart. She was the daughter of a Prussian baron. They had seven children together, only three of whom would survive to become adults. They had a generally happy marriage, and Karl Marx once wrote to his wife, "There are actually many females in the world, and some among them are beautiful, but where could I find again a face whose every feature is a reminder of the greatest and sweetest memories of my life?" 1848, he published the Communist Manifesto, which begins, "The history of all hitherto existing society is the history of class struggles." He spent most of his life in London and in great poverty, spent his days in the British Museum's reading room, the family constantly poor, evicted from one flat to another. His son Edgar died from tuberculosis at the age of 8. His wife's health declined. And Karl Marx at one point told his friend Friedrich Engels, "Such a lousy life is not worth living." Karl Marx, who said, "History repeats itself, first as tragedy, second as farce." Today is Cinco de Mayo, a national holiday in Mexico, celebrating the Battle of Puebla, 1862, in which Mexican forces defeated the French invaders against overwhelming odds. And it's the birthday of the philosopher Søren Kierkegaard, born in Copenhagen, 1813. His father was a wealthy wool merchant, and Søren lived off his inheritance and published philosophical books with his own money. Kierkegaard, who said, "Listen to the cry of a woman in labor at the hour of giving birth, look at the dying man struggle at his last extremity, and then tell me whether something that begins and ends thus could be intended for enjoyment." Here's a poem for today by Kenneth Rexroth, entitled "The Bad Old Days." The summer of 1918, I read The Jungle and The Research Magnificent. That fall, my father died, and my aunt took me to Chicago to live. The first thing I did was to take a streetcar to the stockyards. In the winter afternoon, gritty and fetid, I walked through the filthy snow, through the squalid streets, looking shyly into the people's faces, those who were home in the daytime, debauched and exhausted faces, starved and looted brains, faces like the faces in the senile and insane wards of charity hospitals, predatory faces of little children. Then, as the soiled twilight darkened under the green gas lamps and the sputtering purple arc lamps, the faces of the men coming home from work, some still alive with the last pulse of hope or courage, some sly and bitter, some smart and silly, most of them already broken and empty. No life, only blinding tiredness, worse than any tired animal. The sour smells of 1,000 suppers of fried potatoes and fried cabbage bled into the street. I was giddy and sick, and out of my misery I felt rising a terrible anger, and out of the anger an absolute vow. Today the evil is clean and prosperous, but it is everywhere. You don't have to take a streetcar to find it. And it is the same evil, and the misery, and the anger, and the vow are the same. The Bad Old Days, a poem by Kenneth Rexroth, from his selected poems published by New Directions and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Gift subscriptions are available at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Sleep Number Bed, the bed that allows personal comfort at the touch of a button. Information at sleepnumber.com. Produced by Ella Shovanek and Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org.